This was a very unique one, I would say, with the weather. First coming in, you know, we were getting ready for 95-degree weather and, you know, heat index of 115 and water all over the place. And then when I woke up this morning, saw the emergency storm alerts. So it was an adventure. But, actually, I think all things being said, worked out fairly well. I think the attendance is probably down a bit. I think we ended up with 8,200, which is, you know, less than we normally get. We were anticipating kind of a typical crowd for us would be 13 to 15,000. So I'm sure between the heat and then the weather this morning that affected it. But, you know, I think we ended up starting about a half hour late, and I think we were fortunate the weather kind of cleared, and wasn't too bad, I think, for the shareholders in terms of the heat. Last few reports, you could see the people fanning themselves that it was starting to get a little hot. But I thought it was a good meeting. Obviously, a good thorough meeting with a lot of reports and a lot of information for our shareholders. And it's obvious that our shareholders like Ted. You know, and Ted we trust, and it was fun to see that. So with that, I will open it up to questions.
People seem to love bacon.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't realize that Patrick Cudahy would get quite the ovation. Yeah, no, it's a very unique sponsorship and promotion with the bacon flavored products. But I think it's a credit to, I guess the tastes of Wisconsinites. But Delaware North is. It's worked well, and they've shown a willingness to try a lot of different things, and so we're excited about it.
Hey, Mark,
and hopefully our fans are. Yeah.
Mark, I'm I guess intrigued by the draft thing here.
Sure.
Possibility. Yeah. What do you think you have to do to actually make your case and make it so that this could happen here?
Yeah, it's something we've applied before, and I'm trying to think, Aaron, did we apply? Would have been for next year's? So, obviously I think the league's still kind of feeling things out. You know, they had success in Chicago, and I don't know if they've announced. It sounded like Philadelphia might have, might be the site for next year. So, I think the league's going to move it around. Really depends on, what the priorities are for the league. Is it if it's just to generate revenue and room nights? I think we might be at a disadvantage, but, like I said, I think, we know it, we're here, but we're very unique across the league in terms of the kind of support that you have within the community. I think particularly with some of the improvements and changes we've made to the stadium, I think that would be good to showcase. And, by 1919, Titletown would be up and running. I would still say it's a challenge. It'll be a tough one for us to get the draft here.
When you applied in the past, did they give you any feedback where, hey, you guys would have to do this ABC in order to maybe make this happen?
Not a lot of feedback. I think the concerns, the number of hotel rooms, I think that was the biggest thing. We'd have to think through, where would the actual draft be held, things of that nature. But I think it could be something that would be very positive, obviously for Green Bay, but for the league as well.
Mark, I thought that was really interesting, too. I'm not looking for your entire sales pitch, but where were you kind of thinking you would have it? Because they're usually in theaters where there's fans. Would you have it here in the stadium, or would you have to go to the
Obviously, they're just very preliminary, but, I think the Rush Center would probably make the most sense. It's fairly close. A lot of it, we'll have some facilities, hopefully, in Titletown that we might be able to take advantage of as well. But, what Chicago's done the last 2 years is pretty impressive. I don't know. I just have seen it. I haven't gone down. But, taking advantage of the park there, Millennium Park, and I think Grant Park as well. And I think it could be something that obviously that I think there might be some interest, but we'll see. This isn't. It's not a new story, but it's, yeah. 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 Well, thank you, Jason. I try to once in a while have some things that are of interest.
Family nights moved up a little bit earlier than in years past. Any reason in particular for the day of family?
Well, now what do you mean moved up? Well, because we're playing in the Hall of Fame game, it's a little, a week earlier than usual. The other thing that's different, it's a Sunday night. I think we've had that one other time, and that really worked. And the reason for that is, I think that gets us into then we have a full week before, the Hall of Fame game on the Sunday in Canton. So the sales are good. We sold out. We were hoping that the Sunday wouldn't have a big impact. And, in the summer with vacations, it's not as big an issue as it might have been normally.
And along those lines, being in the Hall of Fame game, same weekend that Brett Favre goes into the Hall of Fame, what's the significance of that for the organization?
Oh, it's great. I think from a football standpoint, they may not be as excited about it as others in the organization. But, it's been a long time since we played. It kind of evens out over time. But, I think we're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a great weekend for the Packers, for our organization, but most importantly for Brett. And saw a little bit of it last year. I think it'll be similar. The Steelers fans just kind of overtook Canton for Jerome Bettis. And I anticipate, there's going to be a really strong turnout of Packer fans and Favre fans that should be a lot of fun.
What is the status of and sort of what are your thoughts on the league's investigation into Clay Matthews and Peppers for the link to the PED report?
The league is, pursuing that. I know there's been some resistance from NFLPA, about the credibility of some of the sources there, but I don't think we know much more than that.
Mark, can you talk about the decision to make the tent permanent?
Yeah, the promenade.
Yeah,
it's a couple things. We've done it. I think we've been doing it. Geez, it was almost first or second year when we put up the Tundra Tailgate Zone, and it's really grown every year. It's very, very popular. The other thing we've noticed is that during the games, so there are people that are coming without tickets that are watching the game from the Tundra Tailgate Zone. So they want to come and have the experience of being at Lambeau Field. So a couple of things drove it. Number one, obviously that it's been successful. That there's an annual rent for the tent that, quite honestly, is fairly expensive. And so to have a permanent structure over time will benefit us. But then also, I think just aesthetically, having a permanent structure that blends in, looks like it belongs, I think will be an improvement. I think we're excited about it. And I think it'll also give us a chance maybe to do some additional programming that we haven't done in the past around game days.
Mark, just getting back to Mike's question about that PED thing, what role does the team play in that, facilitating that interview with the players?
I mean, it's very minimal. It's just, setting up the interviews or working with the league office.
You mentioned
Rich, I was gonna say, come on, let's go. Well, this is your baby.
They're having so much fun. You mentioned hoping to have more Badger games here. Is there anything being talked about at this point?
We've had a lot of discussions. We have a great relationship with the Wisconsin athlete, with Barry Alvarez and the entire department. It's scheduling, having done it myself, scheduling for college football games especially, it's fairly complicated. It's done that year out many years, but we've had a number of ongoing discussions, and we're hopeful that this would not be a one-time thing. And I think Barry's perspective, he's obviously right in the middle of it. He's on the selection committee or the committee for the college championship. With the four-team format now, the schedule is, your strength of schedule is much more important. And I think playing a game, the reality is LSU would probably have never played the Badgers at Camp Randall. So this is an opportunity to strengthen your schedule and give yourself maybe a better shot at playing in for the national championship. Yeah, it works. You think about it. I mean, you've got LSU could come in as the preseason ranked number one. The Badgers, obviously a strong traditional program, so it's should be great.
Well, LSU has a good tale.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You've probably heard some of the same stories I have, yeah.
Yeah, they drink a lot.
And they have a lot of RVs.
Mark, when you mentioned last month when we had our meeting with you about the maybe a Lambeau Field bowl game, I know this is only anecdotal, but the feedback and the response that like the ESPN.com story got was all extremely positive.
Yeah.
People seem to like the idea. Is that something that you might do a little more investigating in? Because I know when you said it to us, it was kind of something you thought about, but wasn't really a...
Yeah, I mean, I think the real... Well, first of all, there's so many bowl games, so that's a little bit of an issue. Do you want to add another one? The key would be getting a conference affiliation, ideally you'd have two conferences. I think the perception that we probably had would have to overcome a little bit is, playing in December or January in Green Bay, would people want to go there? There've been some bowl games in, northern cities that have had some success. It's a little different, but, the Yankee Pinstripe Bowl has done fairly well. But, it's something that, we'd look at, but, it would probably only make sense if you had, an affiliation with, the Big Ten would be a natural one, and hopefully another conference.
Mark mentioned something about the Packers staying in Green Bay because of the title town would be, one of the keys to help the Packers stay here forever, long term.
Yeah.
Very well financially now. How much better do you think it will do once that project really gets moving?
Well, hopefully it will be will help us financially. And I think the other thing I mentioned, we're in a very fortunate position now. We're in the middle of a long-term collective bargaining agreement, enjoying financial success, but it's not always going to be that way. So I think you have to kind of plan for the future when things may change. And I think our hope is that with Titletown, it will diversify some of our investments and revenue. So when things change, we're protected a little bit. The other piece. I mean, obviously, other teams are owned differently, a lot of teams are very loyal to their community. They want to stay there, but for us, it's kind of at our core. And, I think looking ahead, you look at, I think it's going to be more and more challenging to compete in the NFL. You look at the new stadiums, money that is being put in. So I think we have to continue to invest in the stadium and the community. And I think where Titletown will help us is, ideally the hope is that, the overall Green Bay becomes a stronger economic community, that you have more jobs and help to ensure that that we can support an NFL team.
Mark, what have you noticed about the Favre extravaganza continuing into this season from fans, the team, just how it's kind of affecting you guys and helping maybe, or just what you're seeing now that Favre with Canton, in addition to what we had?
So the question is how's that affecting the organization?
How do you notice that's kind of like now laying over into this year and what you're seeing with fans?
Yeah, no, I've been really pleased. I think, our fans, I think our fans, the sense I get, and I saw it like on the tailgate tour and today talking to fans, I think they're, as we feel, it's great to have him, back, coming back to Green Bay. And, you think back to 2008, some of us, those of us that were here, we've come a long way, and it's really great. And you knew you would get to this point, but it was a little bumpy along the way getting here. And he's one of the greatest players in the history of the league, and obviously meant so much to this organization. And I've said it, of all the years I've been associated with the NFL, of all the players and the teams that they played for, he was as much a part of the Packers organization and aligned with the Packers as any player was with any other organization. So to have him back really means a lot. And, you know, I think, the whole weekend in Canton will really be special. And then, having him back for the Cowboys game will be great too.
Mark, you mentioned 2008 and your first meeting and how people maybe reacted to Ted at that meeting, if you remember. What has it been like to watch? I mean, you heard the guy yell, I love you, Ted. And,
yeah.
Even he's gotten a little bit better with, he tells a pretty good anecdote every year now to start the stretch. What has it been like?
Carl Mock. I mean, Carl Mock. You don't hear many Carl Mock stories.
The one he told last year, too, about the scouts sitting in Florida. And,
yeah.
What's it been like to kind of watch that evolution and see how fans have changed their feelings about him and see just how he's kind of grown in that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess from my perspective, well, I'm really happy for Ted. I think he's just a very steady, consistent person. He's a hard worker, and it's really I'm glad to see that he's getting the recognition that he deserves. In my mind, he's always deserved the credit. I think people are starting to recognize him a little more because. You know, as he said, it's hard to win in the NFL. It's hard to win on a consistent basis. And, he's put us, through his work and his staff, puts us in a position where every year, year in and year out, we have a legitimate chance to win a Super Bowl. And I think that's all you can ask for from a general manager.
With these Color Rush uniforms, I know you said that you...
I'm sworn to secrecy. I'd love to tell you, but Aaron won't let me.
Does the NFL tell you you're in this game, you're wearing, and these are the uniforms you're wearing, and there's a chart that seems to show it's all gold versus all navy. Any truth to that?
I can't comment on the rumor or the chart. First of all, I think this is the first year where it's mandatory that you have to wear Color Rush on the Thursday night. So they select the teams that play on the Thursday night games. I think every team plays. I think that's been the case for a few years now, that every team plays a Thursday night game, so they spread it out fairly evenly. The league does not, they're not involved at all in picking the colors, so it's up to each team. And, I think the league, though, is involved in when it's announced. So it'll be announced 2 weeks prior to the game.
Do the teams kind of talk to each other, so you're not out there with all yellow and all orange or something?
Yeah, what was the one? Was it last year? It looked like Christmas. Yeah, and then there was, the Jaguars and the Titans. But this is what millennials like. This is what you love. You love, this is what our research tells us, that the millennials love Color Rush. And Nike loves Color Rush, by the way.
Thursday night games, and are you interested in some kind of schedule change where there's no Sunday to Thursday, there's either a 5 week before a minimum of...
That would be ideal, but, just the vagaries of the whole schedule, all the demand, it's hard to do so, but I think the league has done a fairly good job of kind of even it out so that, the burden of short weeks and things of that nature are kind of spread out for teams. Like I said, this is kind of our schedule is pretty unique. At the end of the day, you have 8 home games and 8 away games. It evens out, but it's kind of a different layout than you normally would see. And it's good and bad.
Yeah. China, but is London still in the mix at some point?
Yeah, we'd love to play in London. We don't, not so much that we'd give up a home game, though, for obvious reasons. But, yeah, we'll see. I think, we've talked about it. If we're going to play more and more games internationally, the question becomes, how do you convince teams to give up home games? And for us, we travel so well and kind of talked about it with our thanking the fans for the way they travel. It's a guaranteed sellout for most teams. And, the other thing, Rich, and you would know this, with the variable pricing now, we tend to be in the highest tier. So, it's a revenue bump for teams. So giving up a home game against the Packers, would be a financial hit for teams.
Not a bad position for you to be in.
No. I think from the league, I think there's a couple teams, us included, that the league would like to see. I think they'd like to see every team have a chance to play in London. I think, we're so unique in kind of our history and tradition and, our ownership structure, I think would play well. I think people in London would like to learn a little more about the Packers. One other thing I know from Packers everywhere, we've got quite a few fans in London as well.
Mark, Ted mentioned, I think this is the 12th time he addressed the crowd. I think it's 8 or 9 for you now. Just what's this day like for you, personally, after all these years now, after a long time?
Yeah, no, this is my 9th year. It's hard to believe, first of all. But, it's a fun day. I think, it signifies the start of the season. And it's just, I really love spending time, seeing the shareholders and spending time with them. And, you saw the guy yelling out, "God bless the Green Bay Packers." I did not put him up to that. But it's just so unique, and I've been a part of other business meetings and board meetings, and this is and not many business meetings quite like this one. But I think we try to make it informative first and foremost. There's certain things we have to do under our bylaws, but then try to. I think we've mixed in over the years more video and. Trying to provide information that is useful or helpful to people.
Mark, do you get the sense that people are? I left a little early. I left after you got the time. I missed Wes apparently up on the scoreboard. but do you get the sense that people are really engaged though? I did see some people get up to go to the concession stands or whatever else. But that your owners really do want to hear about all the other reports. That it's not just for the bylaws necessarily, but that there's a lot of interest in that just because they feel like they're in a real meeting?
Yeah. Obviously, you'd have to ask them, but, I think so. And it varies. We got 370,000 of them, so everyone of them has different reasons. But, I think so. I think there's a sense of pride in the organization, and, they want to see us have success. And, obviously there's the most interest is in football, and we put it in descending order. But I thought Mark McMullen's comment was telling all the members of his family that they're all running to the pro shop or the the restaurant or the Hall of Fame. But it's a long day for people, and particularly when it's a hot day. People. I think by and large, people. I was pleased people stay, and we try again. We try to make each report, the highlights and that important for people to know. Because as an organization, even just in the time that I've been here, we've grown and we've added things, and I think we're doing more in the community, sales and marketing. You saw this. So much going on there, with our digital and our broadcasting. So I think it's good for people to know. And I'm amazed, Jason, and you probably see it, how the level of interest and how connected our fans, not just during the season. I mean, they're, following the draft and want to know free agents. When are we going to sign free agents? And so being able to, have that, have the have them be able to connect with the organization year round is it's something that we in the league has been doing for quite a while now, and I think you'll see more and more of that now. Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know if you saw the Packers Life. I think some of those documentary style programs will be of interest to fans.
Questions?
Yeah. Any other?
Mark, can you reiterate the success the team has had, like where you were talking about compared to the Patriots and the titles, and then how important it is to sustain that success moving forward, not just for the organization, but for the fans out there who are literally invested in the
sure.
team.
Yeah, I know. You know, we've been very fortunate, you know, to have a run of success. You know, 7 years in a row. You know, I mentioned only the Packers and the Patriots have done that. You know, I tried to do is kind of put it in perspective that, you know, the NFL record is 9 years in a row. Do you remember what team it was? We can look that up for you. I think it might have been the Steelers. But so it doesn't happen very often, and so we're. You know, we're very fortunate. I think, again, it's a tribute to Ted and Mike. I think continuity, you know, you look so many teams, every year or two, you're either replacing a head coach or a GM, and you're always starting over. And I think the continuity has really benefited us, as well as Ted and Mike's relationship. And, you know, I mean, if you're in the playoffs every year, you're giving yourself a chance to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, obviously we've only won one. I've gotten to a few conference championship games, but you know, I think, you know, that's as I said, you know, what you look for is a team that consistently win, and hopefully you get hot at the right time and you know, have some success. You know, the other thing is obviously you know, getting home field advantage, and what home playoff games mean to our team and the community is pretty significant. So. Knock on wood, we can continue to have the kind of success we've had in recent years. To be honest, it helps a lot having a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, more than that, it's kind of a, you know, I think with Ted, you know, we've had a fairly young core of players for, you know, a 7-8 year period. So that, to me, that's a good example that we're replenishing the roster on an annual basis with quality draft picks. Well, I think there's pressure to win now every year, we're very fortunate. Not only is he obviously a great player, but you know, he's thank God he's the face of the franchise, not me. And but you know, he's represents the organization so well. Thank you. Oh, excuse me. Was Dallas 9 years in a row, and that must have been in the 70s and 80s. 75-82. 75-82. And in 82, who did they lose to in the NFC Championship?